Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. I got news for you. It's turning quite pleasant. The sun is out. Little bit warmer, 67. Guess we'll take that. Sunday, just as a heads up, we'll be up around 80 degrees. Why? Because of Central Virginia, that's why. But right now, the sun is back. Earlier today, man, it was dreary. It's nasty looking, but it's good. Good afternoon so far. I like that. We got an old buddy of mine, Michael Harris, who's going to join us at 5:35. He is the publisher of Talkers, which is the Bible, if you will, of the talk radio industry. It has been the go-to paper of record, so to speak, for 35-plus years. And Michael is one hell of a musician, and he's got he's part of this great band that's been around since the 60s called Gun Hill Road. And every once in a while, man, they just come out with a tune, and it's just perfect. So Michael's going to join us for a couple of minutes at 5:35. Looking forward to that. You know what happens on Tuesdays at 4:35? Our friend Craig Peterson drops by. Generally speaking, with end of the world news, your computer is going to eat you sometime later today, and then your smart device will be chuckling at you. But other than that, it's all good. It's all good, and I'm always happy when Craig can join us. Craig, thanks for being here, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. Today is the day, by the way, that your computer starts eating you. October 14th is the end of support date for Windows 10. Yeah. Although there are some workarounds, right? Microsoft has says, well, if you sign up with our backup service, which we'll be able to see everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, we'll have all of your data, we'll let you get free support for 1 year, or you can pay us $30 this year, $60 the year after, $120 the year after that. You see there's a pattern here?
I do. Wow. Boy, they got some nerve, yeah. Don't they?
I don't get it. I've been trying to figure out exactly why. First of all, we know Windows 10 is buggy, but every piece of Microsoft software ever has been terrible. Right. It takes them quite a few releases to get it straightened out, right? You apply patches, and they may work. They may break your computer. You never know. It's like playing roulette. But then you don't patch because you're afraid Microsoft is going to mess things up on you. And now you have a vulnerability and you get hacked, right? So Microsoft in Windows 11 put a whole bunch of more of these security features in. They're trying to turn it into, a real operating system. It was basically a bootloader way back in the day. But anyways, they're improving the security. And so now they're forcing everyone to half of the computers in the world get thrown away, or you have options. So a lot of the people that read my newsletter have already switched. They've gone to a Chromebook. And we've talked about that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Chromebooks, they're very safe. They're kept up to date. They don't cost much. You can get them for as little as $200. You can get them for $2,000. Kind of depends on what you want. Chromebooks, pretty good. From a company named Google, whose, you know, their theme is do harm. I mean, be evil. I mean, don't be evil. Oh, it's off their website. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's what it used to be.
Yeah.
So that's one option that a lot of people have taken. If you're just trying to go online, do some web browsing, watch some kitty videos, videos of the kids, grandkids, right. whatever yep. it might be,
yep.
You know, watch some sports events,
sure.
listen to WRVA, whatever it is you're trying to do, you can do that with a Chromebook, okay? And you're going to stay way safer than any version of Windows, without a doubt. The next thing a lot of the people who read my newsletter have been doing, because I've talked about this one too, is switch over to a Mac. They are far more secure. They don't have... Microsoft, it's really interesting because Apple does have what you might call planned obsolescence. So your iPhone is going to be good for about 7 years when you buy a new iPhone. So that's a long time. It's going to get support. It's going to get everything you need. And at that point, they're going to say, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to support it anymore. So you should probably buy yourself a new iPhone. When it comes to MacBooks, it is similar. There's 7 to 10 years, give or take, that your MacBook's going to be good. And you know, with Apple's new chips, they designed their own chips, the CPUs. They're not using Intel. They're not using AMD. They're using Apple chips. These new chips are fast. I mean, really fast. Some of the fastest in the world. And they use very little power. So you could get yourself a MacBook Air, which is the least expensive of all of the MacBooks. And you could now have a computer that's got an 18-hour charge on it. You can sit there using it for 18 hours before it has to be recharged. It's incredible. Now, if you are doing, like Jeff, you speak at events, you record video, you want to edit them, you're going to want to go to a higher level. The MacBook Air isn't quite going to cut it for you. The MacBook Pro will. But people look at the price and say, oh, my gosh, these Apple computers, they're so expensive. Yes and no. If you do a tit-for-tat comparing a Windows computer with the same grade, the same level, the same effectiveness of components, you compare that Windows computer with a Mac, the Mac's cheaper if you want to build it out. And nowadays, with AI and everything else, Apple's got a bunch of little features built right into their newer MacBooks, and you can go and get an older one now, used, reconditioned. So that, Jeff, is what a lot of people are doing. They're saying goodbye Windows. They're moving one more that I forgot to mention. They're moving to either a Mac, they're moving to a Chromebook, or a lot of them, in fact, one of my longtime listeners, probably about 15 years ago, gave up on Windows, and he switched over to Linux. And there's a version of Linux that I like for people that are coming from Windows called Linux Mint. Now, the beauty of Linux Mint here is you can use a computer that's 30 years old, and you get patches, you get updates, you get features. And with Linux Mint, you can edit Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, not using Word, not using Excel, but using what are called open source projects out there and products out there that are known to be easily as safe as the Microsoft stuff and sometimes safer. And you never, ever lose support. So that computer that half of the computers worldwide that Microsoft wants to get thrown away, a large number of them, I think, are going to move over to Linux, and one of the nicest versions for people is called Linux Mint.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. All right. Now, we've been through this so many times, and I always lose because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But seriously, now, Craig, how is it possible for me to have a 30-year-old computer and still do everything that I would ordinarily do on my Windows laptop? I don't understand that.
Yeah, well, Microsoft Windows is, we have a technical term for it in the industry. Microsoft Windows, it a lot of memory, needs a lot of disk. Now, I'm not saying that a 30-year-old computer is going to be as fast as a new one, right? But Linux uses much less Linux in as little as 512 megabytes of memory without a real problem, right? So the older computers with less memory run Linux just fine. You're going to find that maybe some of the graphics, if you're a gamer, you probably don't want to go to an old machine. You're going to want to use a brand new machine, and Linux might not be the direction for you. But if you're just a regular or you're a little techie, and you're looking for a way to use these older computers, or maybe donate them to the school or have the grandkids play with the computers.
Yeah.
Sticking Linux on them is a way to go. I did that with an old Mac that I had, a really nice iMac, but it was out of support. It was an old one. I loaded it up with Linux, and I gave it to one of my nephews. And he's really into computers and programming. So I loaded it up with all kinds of programming languages so he could write programs. I set it so it automatically updated. And so it's good for him now until the hardware fails in another 10 years.
Okay. Let me ask you this about the Chromebook. Let's say I'm sitting with a Windows laptop, and I think it's good. I think it's working for me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I've got stuff on the screen. See, I'm using these technical terms just like you do. But there's stuff hanging out there on the screen. How do I get the stuff from my screen to this Chromebook, since the Chromebook isn't really a computer in the traditional sense, right?
Well, it is. It does have local storage on it, and that has a lot to do with the cost of the Chromebook, if you want, how much local storage you want, et cetera, right? So a couple of different ways. You want to do it the easy
way. Yes, and you don't mind want to do it the easy way. Yes.
Okay. In Google, you don't mind giving your documents to Google.
Nah.
You could upload the documents to Google Drive, right?
Okay.
You could do it. Yeah, I agree with you. Is you can network your Chromebook, right? Because you're going to do it anyways. You're going to connect to Wi-Fi or something.
Yep.
And you can now share your files directly from your Windows machine or your Mac or your Linux machine. Because, by the way, the Chromebook is Linux. Don't tell anybody. And you can copy all of those files directly across over the network. It's really not hard to connect to computers that way, and it'll let you transfer any files you have. Now, if you have some special software for editing or something you need for your business, some specific accounting stuff, triple check before you move over to any of these platforms, because they may not be supported, right? Gotcha. More and more businesses are supporting their software in the Linux environment. It's just better all around.
Wow. All right. Well, I think it's definitely something to think about. Everybody who is, as you point out, with the death of Windows 10, unless you're willing to pony up. I mean, really, it's like the enforcer from Goodfellas came by and said, "Wow, that's a crappy old computer. Sure, it would be terrible if something happened to it." right?
Yeah.
$30 a year now, it'll be 60 next year. Yeah, I see exactly. Even I can do that math, Craig. That is disturbing to see that, dude.
It is. And if you're in Europe, no problem, Jeff. Europe, they'll give you updates for free.
No way.
Once again, it's like pharmaceuticals, right? We pay treble what everybody else pays. Yeah, Microsoft lets Europeans get all of these updates, but no. You Americans, you either have to give us all of your data or you have to pay for it. So there you go.
Wow. Oh, that's a major. All right. Well, Linux it is. All right. How do people get signed up for this newsletter of yours?
All right. Okay. So tomorrow I have a webinar free. We had a lot of people attend last week. We have a little series going on. Tomorrow is 19 ways hosers are breaking into your computer right now. What are they doing for phishing? We're going to go over the 19 different ways so that you know how to protect yourself. And you can find out about that and get my weekly newsletter. Just go to craigpeterson.com. Craigpeterson.com. Sign up there and hope to see you tomorrow afternoon.
I love it, Craig. It is always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Thank you. That is Craig Peterson. And if you are looking at staying safe online, to be sure, making sure that you're not paying what sounds to me like extortion for support for whatever you've got on your computer, I would go right now to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. And then especially safety-oriented, make sure you're joining him for the webinar tomorrow. That sounds like a great deal of fun and loads of information. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.